We are in the middle of the sixth midah, ki chafetz chesed hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires chesed. And as we learned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows any chasadim that Klal Yisrael did to outweigh the fact that right now they are mechuyev kloya, they possibly would have been mechuyev to be destroyed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to those malachim that collect the maisa chesed of the Yidden, and that outweighs everything else. And we're at the end. Imkein, b'midazu roi la'odim lehisnaig. That is the correct way for a person to act as well. Afim yirasha adam oisle ra'u machisoi. Even though a person sees that someone else harmed him, he did bad to him, he got him angry. Im yesh b'itzad toiva, if that other person who ruined him did something good, shemetiv la'acherim, that other person helps other people. Or he has some other quality about him that he did something good, that should be enough. Levatel kai semiolov. V'yirot sali by imoy, and you should reconcile with him. V'yach by chesed, and you should want chesed. V'yoymer daidli b'toyvazu shi'eshloi. It's enough by me that he has this quality. So the Talmud Devar is asking us to do something which is really superhuman. Someone did something to you, and he was wrong. He had no right to do it, and he harmed me, or he said something to me which hurt, and I have every right to be angry with him. I have to see by him a certain quality and only look at that quality. First, the Talmud Devar says, look at whether or not that fellow did chesed. If that fellow did chesed, you should say, well, that's enough for me to look at him in a positive way and I shouldn't be angry at him. But then he adds, if he did anything good, even if it wasn't a maisa chesed, meaning even if that fellow did something which I had no personal gain from, I saw that that person is very medactic in Shmir Shabbos. So I should look at that quality, and that would be enough of a reason for me to say, how can I be angry with him? Look how he's medactic in Shmir Shabbos. Look how he's medactic in other midas, which is really very hard for a person to do. I got nothing from it. He wronged me, and yet I should be accepting of the fact that he's really a good person, because look, he has some quality to him. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say a person has two eyes. One eye is to look at other people in a good light, and the other eye is to look at your faults. Doesn't mean to always put yourself down, but that's the nature of a person. When you think about yourself, you always say, oh, wow, look how good I am. I did this maisa chesed. I was medactic in mitzvahs over here. But you'll never look at your own faults. But when it comes to thinking about other people, right away we think, oh, wow, that person, he's not doing what he should be doing. He's not at the level of Avodas Hashem that he should be. We always right away go to the bad, and when it comes to ourselves, we always look at the good. And the Talmud Devar is telling us not that way. Dur Rabbi Sol Salanta says, look at a person's good, and even if there's one quality that he has, that's enough that should dispel any cast that you have because he did something bad to you. So this is something you can try once every 2 weeks. And if you can do it once every 2 weeks, you're already way ahead of the game, because this is really very difficult for people to do. And the Talmud Devar continues and says, V'kolshkein be'ishtoi, kolshkein, a person should think that way and act that way towards his wife. K'depirshu Rabbi Seinu Zichrono Levracha, Dayenu, is it not enough shemagadloi says banenu, they bring up our children, umatziloi says sonu min hachet, they protect us from chet. So they burn supper. So what? So what if something else happens? So what? Look at how much good we get from our wives. Kach yoimer al kol adam, and a person should say that about anybody. Dai li b'toiv ha'ploinis sha'asa li, oi sha'asa employni, look at the fact that this person did something good to me, or he did something good to someone else. I meet the type of point initially, or they have such and such a quality. And that should be enough of a reason that you should not be upset at the person. Via chafetz chesed, and that will allow you to be a chafetz, and that will allow you to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a chafetz chesed. The next midah, the seventh, is Yashuv Yerachamenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will once again be merachem on us, and as the Talmud Dvar will explain, he'll be merachem on us even more than he did before we did the Avera. Hinei en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesnai kamidus masav adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not act like humans act. Shem hichisu chaveroi, when one person got another person angry, kishu misratze imoi, when he makes up with him, misratze ma'at, so he reconciles a little bit. But loika ava hakademis, he doesn't like that person like he used to. I should like him like I used to like him. You know what he did to me? All right, so I made up with him. I'm not going to be upset. But I definitely don't have that same friendship that I had originally. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way, as we will explain in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.